The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he hopes the issues that created the rift between Australia and Indonesia's military can be resolved quickly. But what do the events of the last few days say about the partnership between the two countries? Our reporter Julia Holman has been speaking to Evan Laksmana, a researcher with the Centre for Strategic and International Studies in Jakarta.
I think it says that there's always going to be incompatibilities and sensitivities from both sides about issues that are potentially controversial, like military training. And I think it's bound to happen from time to time. But I think the relationship, I think, is slowly maturing, especially after the 2006 Lombok Treaty. And I think we will weather this just like we've weathered previous crises before.
The head of Indonesia's National Armed Forces apparently took this action over the past few days without the knowledge of the Indonesian president. What does that say about the relationship between the Indonesian military and the executive?
I don't think that's fully accurate that he took the action without the full knowledge of the president. The president himself acknowledged that he already had the report from Gatot, and then he instructed Gatot to proceed in the manner that he sees fit. So I think the issue isn't so much the absence of communications between the TNI commander and the president, but it's more about the communication with the press office of the presidential palace.
How would you describe Indonesia's head of armed forces, General Gatot Numantyo, his relationship with Australia?
I think in the last few years that he's been in charge, I think he does represent sort of a more inward-looking and a more conservative voice within the Indonesian Armed Forces. And his views against external powers are not just expressed against Australia, but also a wide range of other countries, including the US and China as well. So this isn't a case of him particularly disliking Australia in that sense. So I'm not particularly going to characterize this incident as him as having a negative feelings, particularly against Australia.
The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull released a statement saying that he looked forward to this matter being resolved as soon as possible. What needs to happen now, though, to make sure that that takes place?
I think right now the key point is whether or not the internal investigation from the Australian side can be completed as soon as possible, and to what extent the results of those investigations are then properly discussed and communicated to the Indonesian Armed Forces.
Did Australia handle this situation appropriately, in your view?
I think Australia has been handling this in a very coherent manner. So I think from that sense, I think Australia handled it well. And now whether or not Australia handled it well between the ADF and the TNI privately or not, I honestly cannot tell you. But the very fact that this incident is then made public, I think, suggests that maybe there are concerns or maybe even frustrations that the investigations are not done as soon as possible.
That's Evan Laksmana, a researcher with the Centre for Strategic and International Studies in Jakarta, speaking with Julia Holman.